Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Kendra pushing 50. She exhausted. I'm here for this crash out.
Let me jump in. I definitely have a ghetto side. I have a proud ghetto side. It's actually really sad. It's actually really sad that y'all follow these bitch-ass men who ain't never did nothing in life. They can't build the original content. If I died tomorrow, they would get evicted. If I went to go see Jesus tomorrow, they would be evicted.
I'm going
to
show you how your wig can become your purse. Okay, first things first. You cannot leave your home without your ID. Okay, you just can't do it. Bam, we got ID.
What kind of shit is that?
Okay, now, you cannot leave your place without some money. My daddy taught me that, all right? Okay, we got my credit cards and some cash. Now, I'm a black girl. I don't leave my house without Vaseline, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I always got my Vaseline with me, okay?
You fucking bozo.
I have stated that all video rights that come from the Kendra G Singles dating app are owned by my company, Singles Live. This is not to be played with. Even if I myself take a video from the dating app that I own and I put it on my YouTube page, you cannot reuse it. It cannot be repurposed.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
I said this since we launched the live stream, will be 3 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, I've been saying this. I have a team of lawyers dedicated to this because I knew that people would still try me. I don't know why you tried me, but either way.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
I'm being honest with y'all. I be busy as hell. And I know it just seems like I just sit down and ask people questions, but my day is never that simple. So I really don't know what goes on in these YouTube streets as much as you guys do. But shout out to the KBI. The KBI, I have called you guys the Kendra Bureau of Investigations. They have been sending links to different pages that had up footage from my dating app. And I will just send it to my lawyers. And I want to say so far, maybe about 15 videos have been removed.
Woo-hoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
For every 15 that get removed, there'll be 15 more that pop up. Good luck, Kendra. Good luck. That's all I'll say.
It's always a daily process. They just started the process yesterday, and 15 were removed this morning. So they're moving fast, which I appreciate. And I just wanted to have this conversation because there's this whole thing about fair use. I never liked fair use. To me, fair use is very lazy. You are not a content creator. You are a thief. You take other people's work, and you find a way to monetize from it.
And what's wrong with that?
And so what?
I would imagine 50% of content on YouTube is somebody reacting to something. A news story, a TikTok, an Instagram post. At least 30, that's 33% at least of YouTube videos.
And that's what it's always been about. It's not about people giving great information to help somebody become better. No, it's a money grab. It's that simple.
Look who's talking.
You don't give a damn about helping the women you have coming on your show. It's a money grab. These people completely embarrass themselves, and you know they completely embarrass themselves, but it'll get you views, so you keep the interview going. Some of these interviews, you know damn well you need to stop. You didn't let babies call in on the show, and you entertain that for a few minutes so it can get views. You've let puppets literally come on and get ask the questions.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
I wanted to get to know you because you're a great show on the YouTube. And, you know, I could meet chicks here and there. But, I mean, were you looking for a co-host, maybe?
Definitely not. I don't need no co-host.
Well, I could just hang out in the background and, you know, make comments here and there.
No, that's not what you're here for. I'm here to find people who are, I guess I got to start saying 21 and older and be a human being to look for love.
That's discrimination. I could identify as a human being.
This is the topic of your conversation.
Let me ask you this. Does a woman gotta look a certain way?
Really, nigga?
You've let people do the show in a hospital bed and some old shit. So yeah, your intentions aren't pure. It's all for a money grab. Yes, the streets are gonna eat. The streets are always going to eat. When motherfuckers was dropping albums, it's motherfuckers going to be bootlegging it because the streets got to eat. Ain't no point being mad at it. It's motherfuckers bootlegging Rolex watches because the streets got to eat. Ain't no point in getting butthurt about it. When you die, motherfuckers going to be bootlegging some shit you did and bootlegging Kendra G Rest in Peace shirts because the streets got
to
eat.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
My dating app costs a lot of money. It's not cheap. So I don't know how the hell you thought that I pay for my dating app and you was going to be able to take my content and repurpose it and make some money. I think the hell not. I think to hell not. So this is really a PSA announcement for all the reaction channels that have been living off of me for the last 2 years. Get a job.
Hell no.
Nope.
What?
Personal choice.
Like, I'm not knocking her. But Kendra, if this show didn't take off, because let's be real, when it comes to entertainment, it's hard work. It's having a good idea. But a portion of it is also luck and knowing the right people. When it comes to the entertainment game, or really when it comes to a lot of fields.
Get a job. I mean, if you had a vacation set, don't spend your money. Don't spend your money. I'm taking this extremely serious. I also own Kendra G Singles.
They're going to keep making money off YouTube. You ain't stopping no show, Kendra. One monkey don't stop no show. It's too many dingbats to review on the internet. See, you just, the self-importance is crazy. This bitch really thinks she Oprah or Beyonce or something. She really do with her blonde wig. It's something that rubbed me the wrong way about a black woman in a blonde wig.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
I hope Kendra never fall off because the ego is crazy. And she's going to get roasted because she shit on a lot of people on her way up. And those are the same people she's going to have to see on her way down. And they're going to roast her off the internet. I hope Kendra G never fall off because God might humble her. Because you know how she always talking blasphemous. Playing with God name, so God might humble her. Man, you can't tell Kendra nothing. When she get old and washed up, she gonna be so bitter. Cause time humbles every woman. When the wrinkles start coming in and she can't be a sex symbol no more, well, she's still gonna try to be one. And she been talking lately, I'm never gonna get surgery. Yeah, cause you can still get away with not getting surgery now. But when it's just clear that you 56 and it's just like the whole being a sex symbol thing just look goofy now, you'll get surgery.
You don't know that.
Women talk so much shit throughout life. And it's just, it's funny to me because all of them are going to fall one day. They're all going to become old, bitter, mentally ill bitches. And then we all think back. And this is why nobody respects a lot of older women. Because we remember when you was young talking shit, or when you was younger treating everybody like shit. And now you're just some old crazy bitter bitch, and that's why people laugh at you and make fun of you and want nothing to do with you.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work in brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're, like, they're a waitress or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
Had to get up super early on race day, and now it takes you 7 hours to complete the marathon, and now you're at the finish line, and you're so proud of yourself, and you take your picture with your medal, and then 20 people jump in your picture that didn't do shit.
See, that's what all women care about is taking a fucking picture with a medal. That's why they ran the marathon. So I can get the clout and post on my Instagram that, look, y'all, I ran a marathon and I got a medal.
These people do nothing.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I put in more work on my reaction videos to your videos than you do for your own videos. You press the live button and you ask people 7 questions. I put more creativity and work into my videos going over your shit than you do. Nobody would argue that. With the memes, with my commentary, the editing,
et cetera, 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 et cetera.
Your questions can be improved. I ain't gonna say they trash. You can't remember the questions. You ask somebody their name and then 10 seconds later, you be like, what was your name again? Like, and then you talk about you as a journalist for 20 years talking to celebrities. You're a horrible journalist. And then we see you writing the shit down. You'll say, what's your name? We see you writing something down. Okay, where are you from? We see you write it down again. And then 3 seconds later, where are you from? Even if all the reaction channels went bye-bye tonight, the people watching the show be roasting y'all in the comments section. So it's not like it's just the mean old Manosphere Red Pill guys thinking these women are ridiculous and thinking Kendra is ridiculous. Your own viewership think you're ridiculous and your guests are ridiculous. We just saying the same stuff that they saying in the comment section.
As a woman, you guys are seeing what I go through as a woman who runs a company.
See, there's always going to be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. G.
I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. I hate that black women gotta constantly throw it in your face. I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. I'm a business owner. I'm a black woman business owner. Shut the fuck up and just do your stuff. We don't want to keep getting told that you're a black woman. Like, that's gonna make us feel for you more when you say something. We don't care. Black fatigue is real. Girl fatigue is real. We tired of you keep throwing, I'm a girl. I'm a girl. I'm black. Did you know I'm black? Well, as a black woman, shut up. It ruins your credibility of whatever you're about to say after that. As a black such and such, people stop listening. As a woman who's, people stop listening.
I go through this a lot with men because what I learned in business, men just don't respect women a lot of times.
No, because you're not respectable. That's why men don't respect women a lot of times, because most women aren't respectable. Some are, and those who are, they get respect from men, but most aren't. So, yeah, it's not just because you're a woman. It's because you don't check out. That's it. And I mean, I'm sure there are some male haters just because you're a woman. That exists. It comes with the territory, toots. A woman, their boss babe and love their life to other men. No, I'm just a poor woman who always getting picked on. Are you strong or are you a victim? Pick one.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
To me, it's sad in itself. The fact that you have to live off another woman's work ethic really shows you what kind of man you are. And I really feel sad for you. I always say this and I stand by it. Men in my real life would never.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
Stop talking about the men in your real life because they don't want you. So all these men that you're hyping up and bigging up from your real life, why can't you snag one to be your husband or boyfriend?
You never know. That's the point.
And the married men, you embarrass your wives. Like, I know your wife is embarrassed to say you are her husband.
You don't know that.
You're just mad because you'll never have a husband, Kendra, unless you pay for one. Yeah, you mad. Don't speak for another woman how she feel about her husband. You know, you can't really speak on that. But we know you mad because you can't even keep a man, let alone get a husband.
And also to be married to a man that likes me more than he likes you. I just keep it 1,000 with you. Some of your husbands don't really like you. They settled for you. So what they do is, before they even kiss you good morning, they on my YouTube page, on my Instagram page, on my Facebook page, seeing what I did.
Oh, shut the fuck up.